We're going to get into some more information about the story that people are still talking about in the Muncie area, etc. But let's start light, because it's Christmas time and everything. And I know that you and I and so many others wish that we could have come together and done the Muncie Community Christmas thing. Last weekend would have been the day, but the version this year will be happening and is being put together. Tell us what's happening and when.
Yes, on Christmas Day, December 25th, you can tune in to WIPB to watch our Christmas Sing, our community sing at 12 o'clock. I have to give a shout out to Eric Ambler, who's the principal at Westview Elementary School. He's led this project, and I think you'll enjoy watching our talented students and the teachers in this presentation.
You know, you just said Eric Ambler. That reminded me. He asked me with a note a couple of weeks ago, maybe, to maybe lend my voice to something, and I've forgotten to get back to him. Can I still do it? Is it still coming together?
We'll make sure that we do something, I hope. But we'll try our best.
Got it. Well, if Eric Ambler is listening, I didn't forget about you. I lost you in the shuffle, but I certainly want to participate, because that is such a great event every year. It's been going on way before you and I were here. Dr. Kwiatkowski from the Muncie Community Schools in the studio this morning. Another note, new technology connection. The website is being updated and so on. When is that happening, and what might people see that's different about that pretty soon?
Well, we are doing a total overhaul of our website, and we're bringing it to, 21st century standards. You'll see better pictures, the information will be easier to access, and we are just excited to roll out a brand new website. Our first week, we're going to be gathering a lot of information. So if you look at it and something's missing, or you have a hard time finding something, we'll want you to email us so that then we can make sure it is as accessible to you as possible.
All right, very good. Same web address as you've gone to forever, people on the interwebs, and good resource for everybody. One of the other subjects I wanted to talk about is the Afghan families moving in. I know that you personally have been involved with some or a lot of these families getting assimilated and comfortable and moving in. I think you told me at one time you met them at the bus stop or near the buses to make, because that's a whole new thing for our friends from afar. What's the kind of status update on who's come in and who's coming in as far as some of those refugees that are moving and getting settled in the Muncie area?
Well, we have welcomed quite a few wonderful families. I believe we have 17 Afghan students that now attend Muncie Community Schools. Cool. Northview Elementary is the elementary hub for our Afghan students. That helps us allow students to have others with similar culture to be able to be together. And then also our English learner teacher can provide more support there. Middle school, the students are at Northside, and then, of course, the ones that are at Central. We also created a newcomers classroom, and Elizabeth Jared, I know she knows a lot of people in this community. She is serving as the teacher in that classroom, and she is doing a marvelous job. So some of our girls from that have come over to the United States, they had never been in school before.
Wow.
So learning things like writing names or holding pencils or beginning to learn English, Elizabeth she's made remarkable progress already. And so if you know Elizabeth, they call her Jared. So ask Jared how she's doing.
My opinion, we as Americans take so many things for granted. And you know that we're talking about young girls from Afghanistan that have never been allowed to be in school or learn or hold a pencil or whatever. Mind-boggling to me and to us. You know, we take those sorts of things for granted, but the fact that you and your staff, and so many others, by the way, within the community, the MARRC, there's an acronym, I can't remember, the group that's coming together or has come together to help and assist them with some living stuff and accommodations and you know, stuff in their apartment or house that they need to get settled and everything. So many good things are happening in that regard. And we can't even, as Americans, even begin to understand what it has been like for them up to this point. And the fact that people like you are doing such nice, kind, and welcoming things, it makes a heart feel very, very strong and fond.
And I also wanted to mention Kayla Beasley, who's with the director of our Career Center and oversees our adult ed program. He's created some English learner programs for the Afghan families, the Afghan adults who do not speak English. And because men and women don't mix in classes, mm-hmm. he has a couple days for the men to attend and then a couple days for the women.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Next subject, the subject that's been talked about a lot over the last, I don't know, has it been a couple or a few weeks at Muncie Central High School? And from an outside perspective, because, you know, I don't go to school there and I'm not a teacher or a student at Muncie Central High School, I can only imagine the firestorm that you've dealt with, you and Andy Klotz and Principal Walker and so many others too, trying to make certain, my interpretation of everything to this point, trying to make certain that everybody has a voice, that everybody is heard, everybody can talk, and that everybody does so in a productive and peaceful fashion. Speaking of peaceful, I covered for the radio station when the students had a peaceful protest at the last day of school before Thanksgiving break. Everybody was excellently behaved. They said their pieces of what they wanted to say and talk about, and that's great. This is America. We're allowed to do that. Take us back, please, Dr. K, because there's so many variations of stories that fly around, to the beginning and just kind of a brief overview, what transpired there, and then if you can, take us through where we are today, because this isn't completely settled yet. You're still making sure that everything is squared away and that everyone is being heard.
Mm-hmm. So this transpired based off of an assignment that a teacher gave to a classroom. They read a book, and then they were going to create. They had a series of options for assignments, and one was to create a poster on a social issue. Okay. And so the social issues, of course, can be very divisive. It's what we're seeing all the time across the country, where people have very different opinions on some of these issues. Mm-hmm. When the posters went up in the hallway, we saw different amounts of attention being drawn to them. Mm-hmm. The largest amount came about midweek when we had a couple of our SROs looking at the posters, and then the student walked out of the classroom who created one of the posters on police brutality, and then a couple of the teachers joined in. They had a conversation. At times it may have gotten a little bit louder, which drew attention from other students, mm-hmm. From other instructional assistants. They, after a period of time, they realized that, you know, this conversation isn't going anywhere, and it ended. But at the end of the day was when we said, you know, the posters are causing a disruption and need to be moved to the classroom. And then the weekend the teacher took them down, and that's when students decided to have a peaceful protest.
And understand from the students' perspective and from all perspectives, I reiterate, this is America. We get to have a voice. And that, again, you talk about those Afghan families and everything. Other countries don't have that luxury. Like, we take things for granted. So fast forward to today. I assumed that by now, maybe everything had been squared away and figured out moving forward. But you're being very, very cognizant of all the aspects, and you're making certain that all T's are crossed and I's are dotted. Am I correct?
That's correct. We want to make sure we get a thorough and accurate understanding of all the events that took place before, you know, we heard from students. And so we have our attorneys conducting interviews. So they've met with teachers, with administrators, with school resource officers, and then they'll meet with a couple of the students and some of those students' parents yet. So after the report is finalized, it will be able to provide good information, not only for us, but for others that are interested. And, you know, we anticipate at the beginning of the year, we should have that report.
And I know, knowing you the way that I know you professionally, that you're going to share that with the community and make sure that everybody knows everything that you know from this process.
I pride myself. I'm trying to be very transparent. But we aren't just waiting at the sidelines for that report. We have the peace and conflict studies out of Ball State University. We have the facilitator, along with Rhonda Ward, who's our director of diversity, is working with some of the students that organized the protest, because that will give them another way of being able to have their voices heard. If there are things that they're wanting or they would like to see changed, we want to know what that is. But I can tell you, we've been over at the school quite a bit, monitoring and making sure that everything seemed to be going smoothly. And, you know, we have wonderful students at Central, and I am so proud every time I'm over there. And this has been a good learning experience for our students.
Excellent. Dr. Kwiatkowski, Merry Christmas, because I think this is the last time that I'll see you before then, and thanks for doing this.
And you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Excellent.